You can't build a long-term future on short-term thinking. That's a quote by Billy Cox. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast, episode 377. My thought on long-term thinking. Guys, I do apologize. There is a bit of background noise. I'm down by the river when recording this episode. So hopefully you can get through it. Enjoy this episode. G'day, gang, THY crew. Thank you for tuning in. Lee Martinuzzi here, the host of the show, The Hidden Why Guy. Here at The Hidden Why, we're all about inspiring and assisting people to really discover their why and live life with greater passion and purpose. It's about designing a lifestyle that is more true to yourself and taking that journey in life that gives you much greater fulfillment, freedom, and happiness. Guys, today is my Thursday thought. It's a short, brief snippet idea thought that will assist you in doing just that. Hey gang, welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. Lee Martinuzzi here, pumped and excited to have you here with me today. Guys, I'm just outdoors, I'm just near the river, so if you're watching this, you can clearly see that. If you're listening to the podcast, I do apologize. We've got the water flowing by here, so it might have a bit of interference noise. Anyway, today is my 3-minute thought, so hopefully I can punch through it pretty quick, and hopefully the noise isn't too much a distraction from what I want to talk about. Guys, today I want to talk about long-term thinking. I think too often we get attached to this idea of short-term thinking, and it's just human nature because our desires are so immediate in nature. You know, we desire to move towards pleasure and avoid pain immediately, and that sort of takes us away from the approach of long-term thinking in our life. And I think it leads to results that perhaps aren't as desirable or beneficial to how we truly want to be in the future. So I think we need to sometimes pause and just use that moment to assess, is what I'm doing today, is what I'm doing now going to benefit me in the long term? Or is it absolutely something that's perhaps not necessary, or perhaps it's really short-term focused? Because the consequence can be dramatic. If you are short-term focused in whatever you do, you might find that 5 years, 10 years pass, and perhaps you haven't progressed as greatly as you'd like. And that's when it leads to regrets. That's when you'd look back and go, geez, I wish I just had a little bit of more forethought there, had a little bit more long-term vision, and thought about what I was doing rather than just doing immediately, you know, spontaneously. And sometimes that will allow us also to be a bit more persistent, to be a bit more patient with what we're doing. It might allow us to apply a little bit more grit to what we're doing so we can push through and understand that the benefits are going to come longer term. I think sometimes the short-term focus of what we do in our life doesn't give us the benefits that we truly desire. Sometimes we need that long-term focus. What are we doing today? What are we doing this week? What are we doing this month? What are we doing this year that's going to benefit us long-term, you know? And I don't think we need to plan long-term necessarily. I think we just need to apply a bit more long-term thinking to what we do and how what we do now is truly going to benefit us. Not today, not tomorrow, but perhaps in 5 years. You know, how's it going to benefit us in 5 years' time? Guys, that is really my thought today. I hope it gives you some sort of inspiration, some sort of value. I think, you know, go away and assess what you're doing in life. And I think we need to assess everything that we do because it's life is too great to just waste on things that don't matter. So go away, apply some long-term thinking, see what benefits can come from that. It might take a little bit more time to realize the benefits, but the benefits might be much more profound. So guys, that's it from me. You know what to do. You need to go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Martinuzzi. This is The Hidden Why. Peace, passion, purpose. See you soon. Hey guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have a great effect. And that's certainly the work that Motion Wrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this as well, called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice.assistance.com. That's globaloffice.assistance.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.